With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump sounding the alarm over a federal court ruling declaring his tariffs illegal.
The president said his administration is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court and said it's imperative justices reverse the lower court ruling.
If that decision would be lost, it would be an economic disaster for the United States.
Appearing on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network, the president said the U.S. would be at a huge disadvantage without his ability to impose tariffs. A federal appeals court has ruled that Donald Trump illegally used emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs, but left them in place for now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A boatload of drugs bound for the U.S. has been blown to bits by the American military in the Southern Caribbean. President Trump says the vessel was hit in international waters after departing Venezuela. The leaders of Russia and North Korea meet and confer on the occasion of a huge military parade in China's capital.
The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met formally for a one-on-one meeting in Beijing, traveling from a reception to the bilateral in the same car. Putin also invited Kim to visit Russia again. Earlier, the two leaders attended a major military parade marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. According to South Korean assessments, since last year, North Korea has sent around 15,000 troops to Russia and has provided large quantities of military equipment, including ballistic missiles and artillery, to help bolster Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And as Putin watched the parade, Russia continued launching attacks on Ukraine, firing more than 500 drones and two dozen missiles at its neighbor. Wall Street, Dow futures up 3 points. This is SRN News. Experts in the United Kingdom are worried about the birth rate.
In an industrialized country, every woman of childbearing age needs to have an average of 2.1 kids to keep the population level. In Britain, the current birth rate is 1.4. In Scotland, it's 1.3. Academics and policymakers are sounding the alarm, warning that the UK's generous welfare state will be unsustainable if the population declines. Low birth rates are the rule throughout most of the industrialized world now. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium says it is planning to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state, but only if Hamas is removed from power in Gaza and all the Israeli hostages are freed. One leading Belgian lawmaker tells a Jewish news service that these stipulations mean that his country will not be recognizing a Palestinian state any time in the near term. This is SRN News. Defense Secretary Hegseth has approved sending as many as 600 military lawyers to the Department of Justice to serve as temporary immigration judges.
So says an August 27th memo reviewed by the Associated Press. That memo says the military will begin sending groups of 150 attorneys, both military and civilians, to the Justice Department, quote, as soon as practicable, unquote. That memo also says the military should have the first round of people identified by next week.
It's correspondent Andrew Stewart. OpenAI and Meta are adjusting how their chatbots respond to teenagers showing signs of distress. OpenAI will introduce new controls for parents to link their accounts to their teen's account. And Meta says it is blocking its chatbots from discussing self-harm and suicide with teens, directing them instead to expert resources. More details at srnnews.com.